The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I don't know a lot about prisons or these work camps. I don't know how the security works. And some of these stories surprise me. It does make you wonder, with some of the things they get into prisons, the guards have to be involved in some of this.
They have to be, yeah.
And it seems like they would get in a lot of trouble for that. But there's a story today about a gentleman, a 43-year-old man, and his name is Kenneth Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And I have a picture of him here. He looks very angry.
He's angry. He's mean.
he looks upset about something. He's probably upset because he got caught, and I don't know if this was a visitation and they brought him some stuff.
Okay.
But he tried to smuggle some things back into jail with him. And he was caught with the following items, several vape canisters, syringes, vape cartridges, batteries for the vape, and a cigarette lighter, as well as a small amount of marijuana.
How in the world are you going to sneak all that in at once?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it's not a woman's prison, right?
It's not a woman's prison. His name was Kenneth. Kenneth Gibbs. He's 43 years old, and he was using another part of his body to smuggle them in.
Don't tell me.
I've got to really want something bad to smuggle it there and then retrieve it later, and I assume wash it real, real good.
You're going through that, you know, the metal detector when you're going back in, so...
I don't know how that part works. I really don't. I don't know how someone even got those things to him, because I would think they would search people going into the prison as well. They're not real clear on how he got the items. He was initially locked up for theft and possession of meth and violating parole.
You know, a lot of times when you are trying to put those batteries back in, you're like, which way does this battery go? Is it the positive or negative side?
It's all negative.
That is negative when you're doing it that way, for sure.
But he was charged with items prohibited by an inmate. I think most of those items are prohibited by people, too, who aren't inmates, at least some of them.
Well, not the vape pens.
No, not those.
You see the medical pictures online, social media, they show, hey, this person accidentally sit on this, and you're like...
No one accidentally sits on things.
But you see the x-ray, and it's in there. You're like, how did that get there?
I have friends who work in the ER. It is very rarely an accident.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, no, I'm saying they always say it's an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was probably not going to work for him. I accidentally set on vape canisters, syringes, batteries, cigarette lighter, and some marijuana. And just as I sat down, I just felt all of it in sucked in, and I just, oops, didn't know.
But that made me think of like a spaceship.
Sucked it up in there.
What?
Beat me up, Scotty.
It's like a vacuum cleaner.
I'm concerned with the part where they're going to use this later. You're like, hey, man, I got a vape for you. Well, how'd you get it in? Oh, you won't believe this. No, thank you.
You need a light? I'm good.
I'm sure it's not all up there individually.
It's
bagged up.
I don't want
pull that
job.
Baggie off.
It's in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, it's not like a pest dispenser. You need a syringe.
They did?
Dead's over.
They were watching TV and saw that shrink wrap video, and they shrink wrap everything.
That, you know?
I don't think that will collapse. Those vape pens will not collapse.
And tell me this. How does one put that there? I mean, you're in the visitation room. You're like, all right, I'm just going to shove this stuff in there.
Wiggle it. Just a little bit. Yeah.
That's what friends are for.
You see the guys rocking back and forth, you know.
And if it's your girlfriend that brings you this stuff, you're like, oh, honey, you know, bring me this stuff. I need to get it into for the guys in prison. That's not romantic.
Always in the movies, though, they got the big glass thing now, and you're on the phone.
I think they have visitations and
do
things,
too. Where they actually meet firsthand? Okay.
Yeah, they have. If you go to the Greenville Detention Center to see someone.
Yeah, like Cato knows this firsthand.
Yeah, you're looking through a glass talking on the phone. Okay. You're standing there. You're not sitting.
So you're not like at a picnic table?
No, but you also cannot bring anything back. Not even your license, phone, nothing.
Right.
You
that's what's so wild. Oh.
They don't search you, but you do go through metal
but
detectors.
But think about that then. If you can't break anything back, someone snuck it in that way.
That's
passed
what I'm
it
wondering.
To the next person.
That's what I'm wondering.
What's the transfer process then?
Yeah. But to but.
Take one
push,
down
pull. I just, I think it is like a Pez dispenser, Cato. Yeah.
But now in prisons, you're allowed to, because my mom had a prison ministry back in the day, and I've been with her to a prison.
Wow.
Not just the detention center, and you go through a process of getting in. But once you're in there, we sat in a room with all the prisoners.
Wow.
While my mom and her friends preached and sang.
Okay, well.
I was scared to death.
If you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I was a kid.
That's almost child abuse.
No.
No, it's not.
I never wanted to go back. Yeah. It was a learning experience.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm. All right.
You
went
straight and narrow after that. It's like, I don't want to be in here.
I have so many questions. If someone knows the answers to this, I would love to hear from you because you can text us or whatever, but I would love to know how this happens.
There's probably a do-it-yourself video on YouTube.
They would call Tom, but they get one phone call, and I'm sure they're not calling us.
Well, not them. I just thought maybe the person who brought him in could tell us.
Good point.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And we're having a blast counting down some of our funny moments from 2024. Torture Tuesday is always a lot of fun. We get in a lot of trouble, too, especially last year.
Yeah.
But on Facebook Marketplace, we go there sometimes, just kind of, nose around, and we saw a saxophone for sale. So we decided to send Cato out to buy a saxophone, and he doesn't know how to play saxophone. Mm-mm. This is what happened.
Yeah, I just got out of my car. I'm walking up. I'm slowly walking toward the front door.
All right, here's the deal. He's selling this saxophone for $300. We want you to get in the house, open up the saxophone case, and you're going to play the saxophone just to test it out. And obviously you're going to suck, and you've claimed that you're in a jazz band called the Fuzzy Navels.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to see this guy's reaction. And then once you start talking to him, you need to tell him it doesn't play very well and try to talk him down from the $300.
Okay, I'm going to ring the doorbell. No, I'm nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. You just want to buy a saxophone.
Okay.
But don't buy it.
Here he is. How you doing, John?
Yeah.
I'm Tony. How are you? Nice to meet you, too.
Come on in.
I appreciate you letting me stop by. I'm just...
Didn't have any trouble finding it.
No. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
Come on back through here.
Okay.
Just follow me.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the jazz band, the Fuzzy Navels, and we're playing this weekend, and my other sax, it broke. And so I'm just looking to get another one, and I saw your ad.
Well, this one should work for you.
Why are you wanting to get rid of it?
Well, my kid was in the band at school, and we got it for him to play, and that didn't work out. We kind of stuck with it.
Wow, how long ago? This thing's dusty.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, that looks pretty much like a saxophone. But,
Well, as far as I know, everything is with it. The thing to hang it around your neck and this part here that you blow into and...
Yeah, that's
the part you blow into. Try it out, man.
Okay, can I? You don't mind if I just try it out?
No, sure.
And there's no more of those wooden things, so I guess I'll have to use it anyway.
Here you go.
Let me.
You're in a jazz band, and you're calling the reeds a wooden thing.
Let's see. Does this goes right here?
I think it goes. The other part goes in.
Yeah. That's why I always have to put that other part in first, just to clear out any. Any cobwebs or something that might be. This end or this other? It goes on this other end.
I think it goes where you were trying.
Yeah. Oh, I had it backwards.
Jazz player.
Yeah. We've been playing probably about 3 years. I'm just going to play a little tune that we like to start out our set, usually when we're playing. Wow, that don't sound like it's too tuned up. Yeah, I don't think mine had this many buttons on it.
No. How long do you say you've been playing?
We've had our band about 3 years, the Fuzzy Navels.
3 years?
Yeah, before that I was with a band called... Called Kamikaze.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't mean to offend you, but my kid played for 3 months, and he sounded
better than that. I was
could play like Mary Had a Little Lamb, stuff like that.
Oh, I can too.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work. This doesn't sound like it's tuned up at all.
A friend of his borrowed it about a year ago and played it at school for a while, and it played fine.
Really?
Yeah, it worked pretty good.
Wow.
Kato, ask him how much he wants for it.
How much you selling it for?
$300.
$300?
Yeah.
You're going to get that for this? Because I don't think this is in up to par with the professional saxophonist. That.
Well, yeah, I've had two people look at it and say they'll probably call me back.
Really?
Yeah.
They try it out, though.
Oh, he's suckering you now,
Jason. Oh, really? So listen. So that sounds okay, and then you get something like this sound. So this is going to probably make me pass out because I'm just got dizzy. I tell you,
hey, Kato, offering $20 for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a professional saxophonist player. It's probably worth about $20. Would you take 20?
No, we can't do that.
$20?
No.
Hold on. Listen. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know if this is going to work out. But I think $20 is probably going to be my best offer.
No, I can't do that.
I don't know if you can get $300 out of this. It's not in working order, I don't think.
Well, probably I could sell this thing for $450 if I really push it.
$400. Oh, no.
I looked around at some other users just to get an idea.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you taking the time, but I don't think I'm going to be able to take it. I'll help you get it back apart. You might as well put that back up in the attic because you ain't going to be selling that one for $300.
Thank you. Oh, that was a funny moment from 2024. And we have more of those all week long here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Kato, actually not playing a saxophone.
I'm available for parties.
Are you really?
Yeah, you're looking for a band, a one-man band.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, your kid's a big fat liar, liar pants on fire, but that could be a good thing. All kids lie. We know that. Even as adults, we lie occasionally, I'm guessing.
Well, what age? Because, you know, some kids, they're all honest.
I will do the breakdown in just a second. Okay. I have all that information. But according to a new study, children who lie often have fast-developing brains, and they'll probably be successful in adulthood because if your kid starts to lie, like right after they start talking, that's a very good thing. They're smarter is what they say.
Wow. Yeah.
So train them early. Yeah. Got it.
They say lying requires the brain to manipulate information. It's associated with the brain region that permits more intelligent thinking. So lying toddlers may have a bright future as a politician or something.
Now, Tom, you taught your daughter how to lie that time.
Yeah. Yeah, and she didn't really lie before that. So apparently I did the right thing.
Well, the story is you were at a theme park, right? And she couldn't ride a ride.
We were at Legoland. Yeah. They had this horse ride. It was a fake horse, but you couldn't ride it unless you were a certain age. And she was like 2 weeks away. And we watched him deny this kid in front of her that was just almost that age. So I was like, listen, if you're going to ride this ride, you have got to tell him that you are 7 years old. And they're going to try to trick you.
Okay.
They're going to ask you when your birthday is. And you've got to stick to this. And she's like, I understand. And she did. I was so proud of her.
For lying. All right. So the breakdown is like this. And just to let you know, almost all children lie. I would go ahead and say probably all children lie.
And all adults.
And I don't know if I agree with the all children. Maybe. I think there's a lot of children. My kids are surprisingly honest. Now, my daughter obviously talks a lie, but my son is surprisingly honest. He takes ownership of things that I would have lied about.
Well, they say those that have better cognitive development lie better because they can cover their tracks. And we're talking about the younger kids at this point. So 20% of two-year-olds lie. That and of course, the percentage goes up. But that's when they start learning to lie at 2 years old. And I can remember, you know, I'd be in side of the house, and you know, you see your son, and you smell a dirty diaper, and you're like, "Did you poo-poo your pants?" And they're like, "No."
See, I never thought that was lying. I thought that was total, absolute incomprehension of what they had done.
I know. They did not want that diaper changed. It takes too long to sit on the bed. They just say, "No, I'm good, Daddy. I didn't poo-poo." And then you're like, "You sure?" "No." "No." So 20% of the two-year-olds lie. Then three-year-olds, what percentage do you think that is?
Higher.
50% jumps up that far. 90% of four-year-olds lie.
Goodness.
So just in that short amount of time, that jumps from 20 to 90%.
So what makes you special then? You're like, oh, if they learn to lie, they're going to be successful. It sounds like everyone does.
Oh, yeah. By this, we should all be successful.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And in age 16, only 70% still tell lies by that age.
That's because some of them learn to lie about whether they lie. Because I think it's more like 99% lie by 16 or 17.
If you start lying, though, you have to keep up with the lie.
Oh,
and then remember
that
I lie about the lie, and then the lie, and it just, it's like a ripple effect, like dropping a pebble in a pond. It's like more lies, and it just affects everything.
And that's how I always got busted, because my mom would start questioning me, and then she'd catch me, and then eventually I'd be like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So this thing might be true then, because I was always good at keeping up with it. They'd ask me six questions, come back to the first question. I'm like, I told you, it's this, because I kept up with my lies. So I think it is a sign of success.
It's like you're proud, though, man. I'm so proud I'm a good liar.
I think there's a point where you can learn how not to tell the truth, but you're not lying.
Well, you're just omitting some information, and that's the same thing as lying.
I think that's what you get.
Omitting.
I think that's better than just lying.
Thank you, Kato.
Yeah.
The most dishonest age of all, 12 years old. When your kid's 12 is when they are the biggest liar, they say, according to this research and study that they
have. Wow.
What do you have to lie about at 12, though? Because you're potty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, never mind. That checks.
There's a lot of stuff at 12. You do stuff that you shouldn't have done.
But I hear parents, like, their kids are in college and stuff, and they're partying it up, and they're like, hey, you know, how you doing? How's your grades? Oh, I'm making B's and C's, but I'm doing fine. And then they finally get the report card or whatever, or you look online and, like, you're not making those kinds of grades.
Oh, yeah. There are several colleges that have bars called the library. So when your parents call, you're like, I'm at the library.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
We had one called the library and study.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, I'm going to go to the library and study.
Well, if your kid's a big liar, here's some good news for you. Researchers found no link between lying in early childhood and being deceitful in adulthood. So there is good or light at the end of the tunnel. Your kid's not going to grow up to be a big liar.
I was hoping you had something more positive. Like, there's a strong correlation of lying as a younger kid and becoming like a lawyer later or something, you know, a politician. Because I would think those would be jobs that you would do good if you were a liar.
Politicians don't lie, Tom, you silly goose.
Politicians don't tell the truth.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Well, there is a big consumer electronics show in Vegas that happens every year, and they tell you about some of the things that are coming technology-related in the very near future, and there's some exciting things that they have at this year's festival or event. And I thought I'd share a few of these with you because they look like they could be changing the world that we live in. Uh-oh. The first one is a Roomba, but it has a new feature.
Okay.
It has a little arm on it, and it will do things like pick up dirty socks for you.
Oh, wow.
So now, not only will your Roomba vacuum the floor, but it's going to start picking up stuff for you, too. You can leave your clothes scattered around. It'll pick them up and then vacuum underneath where they were.
What's the weight limit on what the pickup? Because sometimes I wake up on my floor. I don't want to be picked up.
No, yeah. 11 ounces is the weight limit.
Oh, that's unfortunate because you could put the laundry basket on top of the Roomba and it could just put it all in there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot of animals already ride on Roombas, so definitely pets get an extra free fun thing.
You could just walk around behind my kids because I can't tell you how many times, like, who do you think is going to pick that up? It ain't going to be me and it's going to lay there.
No, a company named Roborock makes this. It's a prototype, but they say it'll probably cost over $1,000. So at least initially, it's going to be a little expensive considering the average Roomba's $299.
You ever get so lazy that you pick up those socks and stuff with your toes?
Yeah, all the time.
Instead of bending over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all a good way to do it. Yeah.
That's how I pick up, like, food I've left on the floor.
You drop a pen, you know, you get that pen, you just crinkle your toes up. And how does it determine if it is a sock or a pet, a little furry pet? Like, how big is your dog? And all of a sudden, that Roomba's picking up your Pomeranian trying to put it, you know, somewhere.
11 ounces is probably why. Yeah, my dog weighs at least 10 pounds.
But there's so much debris on your floor that it could pick up. Like even the dust bunny. If a dust bunny's over 11 ounces, you need to claim more.
Can you imagine they give this thing the feature to talk and it's just walking around like, I am so sick and tired of cleaning up after this family.
That would actually be good.
That would be real fun.
So this is interesting. Electric roller blades. You know, they had the Heelys for a while where the kids could, like, walk and skate.
Yeah.
But these roller blades are crazy. You wear the battery around your waist like a belt and control the speed with the remote.
Oh, my.
The top speed, Cato, is 18 miles an hour.
Okay.
I've been on a scooter that would go 18, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you're too close. It's not like a car or something, a motorcycle. You're down on the ground.
Right.
So roller skating at 18 miles an hour, it sounds deadly to me.
I saw a video of a guy skateboard, electronic skateboard, and it was super fast. And I'm like, I don't know how this is going to, of course, they show you the very first of it, then of course he tumbles for you. And it was so really weird. And what's those ones where they got the two wheels on the side? My kids have them.
The hoverboards,
yes. I mean, those go too fast for me.
I won't even attempt to get on anything. I've never been on rollerblades. Mm-hmm. I roller skate at times.
Right. Well, but just imagine roller skates that could go almost 20 miles
too,
an hour.
Too fast. Yeah. I need a belt battery pack to help me walk.
Oh,
okay.
Dude, did you see there is a bicycle that has a treadmill on it? You can buy them now, and the guy's walking on the treadmill, and the bicycle is going, and he's like, you can get somewhere faster because it will go, like, you walk 3 miles an hour or something.
I have no idea what you're describing.
A treadmill that actually is connected to wheels. So the faster you walk, the faster the bike goes.
Yes.
Keeps it up?
You do. It's the balance of the bike. It's two wheels. They're balancing the bike, but they're also walking on it at the same time.
What happens when you go down a hill? Can you just cruise or you got to take off?
I did not see that part of the video.
You should start backpedaling. Whoa, 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 whoa.
It looks so dorky, though. The guy just walking.
It sounds.
It really was.
So that's about $800 for the electric roller blades. There's also an electric salt spoon. I think we've talked about this in the past, but it's actually on sale now. It has a small amount of electrical current that hits your tongue, and it makes things taste saltier than they really are. Mm. So you can cut your salt down, but still feel like the food is as salty. I'd have to try this before I believed in it. But if it really worked, I'd be all for it, as long as my food still tasted good.
The only thing I want to tingle my tongue would be salsa, and that's about it.
It doesn't tingle it. It makes it taste salty.
Yeah.
And there is one weird thing about it. Apparently, Kato, you've seen the video. You have to hold it like a little child or something.
Yeah, like you're holding a sword.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it's how he was, if I remember how he was holding it.
It looked
odd. Weird. It was very odd to have to eat something.
Salt shaker. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah.
This is interesting. A table with legs. It's called the Mimo. It walks around, and it's apparently supposed to have an AI robot in it that will talk to you, but it looks like furniture. The only thing I can think of is the movie Interstellar. If you've not seen that, they have a square rectangle robot that has these big rectangle legs that walks around. And I could imagine you got like a coffee table that walks around your house.
I was thinking more Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All the items there seen to you and walk around.
And I'm sitting over here thinking how I would use it. Like, you know, you're in another room. Where did I put my beer? Oh, table, bring it.
Yeah.
And it brings your beer, too.
Its name is Mimo.
Mimo.
But at the end of it, there's no beer in the can because it spilt it all.
I was thinking while you're sitting down, you're like, oh, I need a table right here. Hey, Mimo, come here. And it comes and then sets beside you, and then you put your drink on.
Aww. I was thinking after a long night out and you need to get that Pedialyte, and you're like, Mimo, come here. You bring it to me.
We are all dumb because you know what? This has to have wheels on it that it, rolls it.
It doesn't.
Right.
It has working legs.
How much weight will it hold? Could I ride on it? Like a horse.
That's a party right there. Everybody get on.
It's 11 ounces, Kate.
How do you know it doesn't have wheels on it, though? Really?
Because it has working legs, and working legs walk.
Do you have wheels on your working legs?
Exactly.
What?
Bless your heart.
And you know what? Do you have a picture of it? I want to see because it could easily have wheels on it.
It doesn't, just to let you know.
You were just making that up.
Okay, there it is. It doesn't have wheels on its legs.
You're right, it doesn't.
Okay. And finally, a tiny robot called the Fufu, and it blows on your drink to cool it down.
Mm.
It looks like a cat. It hangs on the side of your coffee mug. It can also work for soup. And it only costs $25, but it will. You get your really hot coffee, and instead of you having to sit there and blow on it, you have a little cat-like robot that does it.
Great idea, because how many times do you hyperventilate going, and you're like, because you got so much air that's coming in and out, you know?
It's kind of cute, Tori.
Your body's not used to getting that much oxygen. It's like, okay, I'm getting too much oxygen right now trying to blow my coffee and make it cool.
I have to cool off my coffee with it on the table because I pass out. I wake up, and it's cool.
I showed my kids the new technique the other day. Well, it's the old technique we all use. Because it's cold, you know, and the fries were too hot at the drive-thru, and so I just stuck it out the window because they burnt their mouth. Oh. I'm like, hey, give me those fries, and I stuck it out the window. It's like, oh, Dad, that works.
And the worst is when it does work, but only for the outside. So then you bite into it, and the inside lava still burns your tongue.
I did lose half the fries, though. They're just like flying out of the car, littering the fries.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Quick question for Tom, because I didn't get a chance to talk to him over the holidays. Did you pass your kidney stone in time for Christmas?
I mean, I passed it before I left.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah.
Wrap it up and give it away?
No, this one was not as pleasant as some of my... Not that any of them have been pleasant, but this one was particularly bad.
What would it be like to have it cut down into a ring, like for your wife?
It's not that big. I mean, it feels that big, but it's not that big.
But you need more to
no,
make a little cluster
ring. Don't say that. I never want another one again.
Yeah.
They're bad.
My mom had to have hers cut out.
Oh, no. Yeah, I had a buddy. It was not good for him either. He's like, he delivered it like a little baby.
What's funny is I swore I would quit drinking sodas, but then I started again. Because I'm like, what are the odds?
You know, do you ever think about how old your body parts are? I mean, I know your birthday age.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of my parts are the same age as the rest of me.
Yeah, when I crack when I stand up, I'm like, whoo, she's an old knee.
Well, apparently your brain is older than your liver. According to this study they have, as it turns out, different parts of your body age at different rates and in different ways.
Well, what came out first, the brain?
Okay.
Yeah, they usually pull the head up first, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's older.
Oh, okay, because it's been a while. I got you.
However, mine would be my feet first.
Oh, you came out breech or whatever that is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they say when comparing the livers and brains of rats... it claims that liver cells regularly divide and are replaced while brain cells remain intact for life when it comes to the brains of rats. Now,
well, that's kind of a good thing. Otherwise, you'd be getting like losing memory. Well, we do lose memories. Yeah, but
you wouldn't regain. I guess you do regain memory, too.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, it's like, I don't know. I just thought.
I think something just divided.
Yeah, if you think about it, like if you think about your body parts, though, your liver, I guess, is growing at a different rate than your brain is. So, kind of like dog years, maybe? Maybe not. Never mind. I just thought it was interesting that according to this study, that with these rats anyway, and Ratatouille, I've seen it a couple of times, that, you know what, our body parts, they age differently.
I'm wearing mine out. I mean, I can tell you this. There are body parts that are probably, if you could see them, you'd think they're an old man.
So your kidney and your liver are way older probably.
Why you got to think those two?
And you have two kidneys.
You might as well throw in my lungs, too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my body. This is why I'm not a donor. People say, why don't you donate, your body?
They don't want mine.
I don't want my parts to continue, and they ain't going to have much, left on them when I get through.
Well, I'm a donor because I'm like, if someone can use this, knock yourself out. I don't know if they're getting to the point where they are wore out, but, some of them are gently used.
But like they want to get yours and start having kidney stones.
Well, I wouldn't recommend they get my kidneys.
Well, what's gently used on you?
Well, I don't drink that much, so I'm not drinking my liver out of existence. My liver's probably in good condition.
Imagine someone does get your kidneys and they never have a kidney stone.
Well, that would make me mad.
There's something wrong with that statement, Tom. I don't know why, but your organs are aging at different rates.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.